Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, have the honor and privilege to be talking to my brother, Stephen A. Smith, coming along with a brand new podcast, No Mercy. What's happening, bro? How are you today?
What's up, bro? How you doing, man? How's everything?
Cool like you, you know, just out here expanding.
Please. It ain't got nothing on you. You just transcending decades and all that. I'm still trying to hold my hand place. I'm trying to hold on to a big thing. I'm trying not to let it go. I'm gonna have to let it go though, man.
I'm gonna have to let it go. Tell me why this new podcast? Why expand the platform? Why now?
What haven't I done in sports, bro? I mean, I've done a lot. I've been blessed enough to do a lot and accomplish a lot and stuff like that. I'm still doing First Take. It's been number one for 10, 11 years now and counting. It's not like I'm giving that up, but, you know, one of the things that I've always wanted to do is I've always wanted to expand my portfolio and extend beyond the parameters of sports. And I've done it to some degree on First Take. And on ESPN, where there's pertinent issues that'll jump off and it'll touch the world of sports. But we had an excuse to venture beyond those parameters and really get into the kind of stuff that we wanted to get into, whether it's political, social justice issues, news events, things of that nature. Well, with this podcast, folks have been wanting me to do a podcast for years. There's this belief that I once did podcasts. That's never true. I've never done a podcast before. What they would do is they would splice segments or, you know, bits from a radio show that I've done or a television appearance that I would have made and put it together and called it a podcast. No, I've never done a podcast. Right. This is the first time that I've ever done a podcast. And so they talk about podcasts and the personal touch that it provides. They talk about the freedom and just the latitude that you have. And then you combine that with the fact that it's owned by me. You know, I own it. I own my own company. I'm in 100% control of content. Obviously, that's not something you're accustomed to hear from somebody who worked at Disney, but that is the case here. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, It was something they knew. It was something, in fairness to them, it was something they knew was near and dear to my heart, that they knew that was incredibly, incredibly important to me. And then you do your homework and all of a sudden, all right, it's Cadence 13. Well, it ain't just Spotify. It ain't just SiriusXM. It ain't just or Amazon or Apple or iHeart. It's everybody. Right. So I'm going to be heard everywhere. And I was like, I like that. I like that works for me. And that's why I decided to do it.
Definitely being on the Cadence 13 team spreads you out. The global is the word. The global is.
Yeah.
Is
and I'm unapologetically, I'm trying to be global. I'm not going to deny that to anybody. You know, I've always wanted to have a voice. I wanted to make sure that what I said resonated, for better or worse. People like it or they don't like it, but you know I'm here. I've always wanted to be that kind of person. And throughout my career, I've been fortunate and blessed enough to be in that position. Now it's a new challenge because the kind of effect that I've had in the world of sports, am I going to pull that off in news? Am I going to pull that off as it pertains to politics? And by the way, do I want to, Steve? Are you Stephen A? You sure this is wise? I mean, this is kind of scary. You know, you could build that portfolio on that platform. You could also build enemies or whatever. I don't give a damn, bro. I'm always me. You know that. You've known me for years, and I'm not changing.
Talking to Stephen A. Smith, brand new podcast, No Mercy. But there's so many blurred lines between the subject matters these days. Like even, you know, some of the headlines that are crossing, you know, lanes, so to speak.
Yeah.
The Sarver situation in Phoenix. is evidence of that particular thing. Even the thing with Brett Favre down there in Mississippi is another. Yep. Are these some of the things that you'll tackle? I mean,
hell yeah,
dear to your heart, because
hell yeah. I mean, I'm not listening. Just because the podcast is not a sports podcast doesn't mean I won't touch on issues that pertain to the world of sports. In the case of Sarver, you know, his ass need to be gone. Period. Mm-hmm. You know, you an owner, you know, spewing the N-word, you know, making inappropriate comments and basically helping to build a culture that's made life uncomfortable for blacks and women. You need to be dealt with. You need to be dealt with. That's not what the NBA you know, prides itself on being on having as a part of its brand. If you are Brett Favre, you've been walking around for years, you know, everybody sit up there, Brett Favre, the gunslinger, Brett Favre, you know, look at the greatness of Brett Favre. Oh, look at him jumping to the arms of his offensive lineman. Oh, look at him tripping over himself and throwing the ball underhanded. The little kid in him is still there. It's never left. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Yeah, all of that's cool. And then we find out that you're involved in a scandal where you milked over $8 million from welfare recipients in the state of Mississippi. That is unconscionable. And so we don't know all the facts. We're still learning it. But assuming that there's truth to that, you got to go down too, okay? And so for me, when I look at an issue like that, it wouldn't be about just Sarver. It would be about the culture of professional sports ownership and what kind of things transpire. If it's about Brett Favre, it wouldn't be about that. It would have been about, well, what if this was a brother? What would be happening to him? We're gonna talk about those kind of things. But it's gonna be fair, and more importantly, we're gonna be as thorough as we possibly can be in doing it. And I wanna, you know, one of the things that I wanna show Big Tig is that, you know what, black folks ain't one monolithic group. We come in all shapes, colors, and sizes, and we have different beliefs or whatever. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. You know, there's some things I'm liberal about, and there's a couple of things I'm conservative about.
No doubt.
Just the way that it is. And this notion that I got to be married to a specific form of thinking just because I'm black, hell no. And this notion that because I'm in the position that I'm in, I'm going to be this way and let white folks off the hook. Oh, hell no to that, too. You don't know what I'm going to say, think, or feel. It depends on a case-by-case basis, keeping an open mind and making sure you're willing to tackle issues and that you're hell-bent on trying to make a difference.
The only thing that I know that I'm almost 100% that I know how you're going to feel and think about is your New York Knicks.
You had to bring that up, didn't you? They're sorry asses. I mean, listen, man. I'm gonna keep hope alive. I'm not gonna go to the games this year because they're just gonna piss me off. So I'm not gonna do that. But I'm gonna still root for them. But you know, they just gotta step it up, man. You know, we gotta stop watching these marquee talents going elsewhere and nobody coming to New York. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love Tom Thibodeau. I think that Tom Thibodeau is a damn good coach. Please don't get me wrong. But I'm unapologetic about the fact that I wish Mark Jackson was coaching the team. He's a native of Queens, New York. He starred at Bishop Laughlin in Brooklyn in high school. Mm-hmm. He starred at St. John's. He went to the New York Knicks as a rookie drafted and got rookie of the year. This brother's a New Yorker through and through. And when he speaks, not only would you listen, you're inclined to give him the benefit of the doubt. There's nobody in the New York Knicks over the last 20 years that we want to give the benefit of the doubt to. We all know this. And so for me, those are the kind of things that I think about when I think about the New York Knicks. But I'm holding out hope. I'm still depressed that they didn't get Donovan Mitchell. I'm mad about that. But I wouldn't have given up 5 or 6 draft picks for him either.
Okay. Yeah, I hear what you're saying on that part. So, again, we're talking about No Mercy, the new platform, the new Stephen A. Smith-owned podcast appearing on Cadence 13 in a partnership. Is that another thing that, you know, seems like that would be right up your alley, the lack of diversity in coaching, the lack of diversity in ownership, the lack of diversity in everything?
Well, I would, in the world of sports, not bragging on anything, but I challenge anybody to tell me there's a person that's been more outspoken than me when the subject is the lack of Black representation in coaching, executive, and ownership positions. Mm-hmm. Nobody's been beating that horn more than me. Nobody. Right. And it's something that matters to me, because I think that when you're deprived of that, you're trying to say that Black folks can't be leaders. Mm-hmm. And that's just false. Right. Black folks lead every day. We hold one another accountable every day, sometimes right. excessively so. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, to imply for somebody to give any kind of indication that they would question the ability for Black people to lead is something that I find utterly offensive. Right. I'm proud of the NBA that half the league, 15 out of 30 teams, are coached by a Black person. Okay, let's remember that. That's a beautiful thing. We wish we could say the same damn thing about head coaches in the NFL. Right. And we certainly wish we could say the same thing about executives or owners in either sport. Mm. And so it's something that needs to be addressed. And I'm not going to stop addressing it. But it would be nice if the players helped you, wouldn't it? Because the players make up about 75% Black, right? They got nine figures coming to them. These are some of the most influential and powerful people who talk about how they get to control the narrative now. It's not like it used to be back in the day.
Right.
So you got your Twitter followers and your Instagram followers and your Facebook followers. You got the reach. You got the microphone. And on top of it all, you got the money. And your ass is still quiet. Mm. I'm sorry. That don't fly with me. And so when you got cats that are upset and, you know, hell with the dude Stephen A or whatever, I wish I could tell this FCC airway, so I ain't gonna tell you what I would say to them in their face if they tried to come to me. If they tried to come to me with that nonsense, because you know what? It's one thing to pretend like you really on the front lines, ready to go to war for what's right. It's another thing to be there. See, I could say that because I'm there. You know, I ain't talking about it. You see me doing it. I'm there. Where they at? Where they at?
Steven,
so I'm not talking about all of them. I'm not talking about all of them, but just some.
All right.
I appreciate you. We are looking forward to this brand new podcast launching on Monday, September 26th. No Mercy. New episodes released on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on the Odyssey app and everywhere podcasts are available. I just got one last thing I would love for you to say to all them people in Dallas.
Yeah. How about them Cowboys? Don't you love it? Don't you love it? I mean, they never let me down, bro. They never let me down. You know, just when you think they're going to come up with something to alleviate the laughter or diminish the laughter coming in their direction, they do something else, man. They won't let me down. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. It really is.
I look forward to your post every game.
Damn right. You know it.
Hey, go through your thing, bro. I appreciate you. We're looking forward to No Mercy again, premiering Monday, September 26th, and released on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on the Odyssey app, partnered with Cadence 13. Stephen A., continue to do your thing. We appreciate all that you do, Black man.
I appreciate you as well, man. None but love this way, man. Always appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
Invite me to the Miami after party, too. I know how
I'm going to your after party. I'm talking about my after party. I'm going to yours.
Done deal.
All right, bro.
Stephen A. Smith, ladies and gentlemen, with the Big Chicken Warner Show right here on V103.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.